Welcome everyone to the first and only sports gambling game show in the world. I'm your host, Sean, stacking the money green. And tonight on Let It Ride, two writers from the Sports Gambling Podcast Network will go head to head to see who is the wiser wise guy and who needs to get a job at Jersey Mike's. Not a slam at Jersey Mike's, much better than Subway. All right, let's welcome the favorite in our long run of 10 episodes. That's right, episode 10 right here. No one has won three times in a row. However, this fantasy football Fabio has the chance to accomplish that very feat this week. Give it up for the inventor of the Stockton slap. It's the man who nicknamed himself Hot Rod. Your legal name is Rodrigo Villagomez, but you go by Rod. As someone born with a white bread name like Sean Green, help me understand why you don't force everyone to call you by that sexy Latin name all the time. Rodrigo, why not go by Rodrigo?
I think at this point I'm saving that for my wife because she absolutely was calling me that. But look, man, Rodrigo was my grandfather, so I wanted to separate myself somehow. So that's why I became Rod.
Rod. Rod works, but yeah, Rodrigo, I see. And now I feel weird calling you Rodrigo if your wife always calls you that. Rodrigo, I need you to take out the trash, and maybe we'll take out the trash because we got a fellow Philly guy you're competing against, this week's underdog. He's the lead NHL writer and a Philadelphia Flyers fanatic. You know, most guys when they're having sex and they want to last longer, they think of baseball. This man thinks of gritty and finishes immediately. He's a hockey gift guru and Zamboni zealot. Give it up for the hoser composer, Ryan Gilbert. Ryan, like me, you're a long suffering Philly sports fan. If you win tonight, what will you do? Throw batteries at Santa, punch a police horse. What's on the docket for celebrating the potential win here over Rod?
You know, it was just all the above. Go streaking down Broad, maybe find some manure somewhere and go up a flagpole, go up a light pole, run up the rocky steps, do all that nice touristy stuff. You know, yeah. I'm happy to be here. And what better place to be than underdog for a Philadelphia fan?
Exactly. Hungry dogs run faster. Yeah, I never understood the horse manure eating. I don't know, understand that as a celebration. I think just as Philly sports fans, we couldn't process the idea of an Eagles Super Bowl, and we had to punish ourselves by eating some horse shit. All right, let's talk about the game in round one. I'm going to test your sports gambling knowledge with some trivia questions. In round two, we look at how many units each contestant won with their lock, dog, and tease from last weekend's action. And in the final round, they'll give us their best bets for the weekend. Whoever has more units come Monday morning wins. And we'll return next week to round one. Questions are worth 10 units. Rod, you're going to start us off. This category is over it. Which two teams combined for 75 points to smash the over, which was set at 53.5 in the highest Super Bowl ever? Was it the 49ers Chargers, Cardinals, Pittsburgh Steelers, New England Patriots against the Philadelphia Eagles, or the Vikings and Oakland Raiders? Which two teams combined for 75 points and smash that over in a Super Bowl? 49ers Chargers, Cardinals Steelers, Patriots Eagles, or Vikings Raiders?
75 points. Okay, I know the Niners did 55. I'm going to go with the Niners Chargers because the Niners seem to have the higher total there in 55. I think that was it.
You are correct. That is that was the 49ers Chargers game where they got destroyed, and still their proudest moment in the franchise history, getting destroyed in the Super Bowl and setting a record for points scored, which will not most likely be eclipsed even in this year. All right, so you're off to a 10-0 lead. Ryan, you're up. This category, ice cold hard cash. Which NHL team is the most profitable for gamblers this season? Is it the A, Carolina Hurricanes, B, New Jersey Devils, C, Montreal Canadiens, or D, Chicago Blackhawks? Most profitable against the spread, hockey. Hurricanes, Devils, Canadiens, or the Blackhawks?
I'm going to go with the Canadians.
Sorry. It is the New Jersey Devils. I know it's unfortunate to acknowledge New Jersey succeeding at anything. But again, yeah, Jersey Devils, they pulled it off. They're the most profitable NHL team right now. Okay, Rod, you're on the clock here. The category is prop flop. In last year's NFL postseason, which quarterback lost 15 rushing yards on the final three plays of a game to go 4 yards under his 33.5 rush yards player prop? Is it Tom Brady, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, or Patrick Mahomes? Three runs, losing 15 yards, and then hitting the under on 33.5 rushing yards.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say that that was going to have to be Patrick Mahomes because he's the only one that runs backwards that much.
You are correct, Patrick Mahomes. And I know that personally because I lost a bunch of money on it. I was there screaming at the television. Hey, and I hit Patrick Mahomes' first touchdown. You're welcome, America, plus 1500. Oh my God. What? He lost 5, 3, and 7. He could have just kneeled it down. He had to get cute and run backwards. And again, you when he gets cute and he's running backwards, gets into trouble, as you see with the fact that he got knocked out. All right, Ryan, your final category, greatest moments in Homer history. Last year, a St. Louis Blues fan won $100,000 on a Stanley Cup futures bet he placed in January 2019. What were the Blues odds when he made that bet? Was it A, 1,000 to 1, B, 500 to 1, C, 250 to 1, or D, 100 to 1? 1,000 to 1, 500 to 1, 250 to 1, or 100 to 1. He won $100,000 when the Blues won, refused to hedge like a real man. What were the odds when he placed that bet?
I'm going to go with 100 to 1.
Oh, so close. 250 to 1. St. Louis native Scott Barry refused to hedge. Gotta love that. He, I guess he had a $400 ticket. Someone offered him $75,000, but he decided to. Yeah, he's halfway there to my 200K DraftKings win. So keep going for it, Scott. You'll get there one day. All right, time for the wild card round.
Wild card, bitches!
Yeah! Totally random questions where you decide how much you want to wager before the bet, you know, maybe you're going to be like Scott and hedge or decide to. Rod, how much are you going to risk on this next question? Now you have 20 units. However, in a little twist of game theory, we are allowing you to bet more than you actually have. Much like your local bookie, we are taking credit. So you have 20 units. Again, we might have to break your legs, Rod, even though you're you know, in the Army Reserve, and I do support the troops. If you don't come up with these, if you get in the hole, don't come up with these units. It's going to be hell to pay. So you have 20 units. How many are you willing to risk?
I'll tell you, you're gonna have to get in line with all the other people that I owe money to right now if you want mine. But let me go half. Let me go conservative. I'll go half because you know, we'll just risk 10 on this question.
Okay, keeping it safe. So for 10 units, here is your question: in a recent Head and Shoulders commercial that runs ad nauseum, which of the following does Patrick Mahomes claim to never miss 100% of the time? A, watching episodes of This Is Us. Very touching. B, catching orphans falling out of trees, unlike Aguilar. C, answering his mom's phone calls. Or D, remembering his offensive lineman's birthdays. 10 points on the line, 10 units. Rod, what does Patrick Mahomes never miss?
How is it that I've never seen this commercial before?
Rod, do you watch football? What's going on?
I TiVo. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to have to say remembering his offensive lineman's birthdays.
Wow, Rod, we're going to call you Eli Manning because you have a horseshoe up your ass. It is correct. Oh, wait, no, sorry. I didn't mean to get you excited there. It's answering his mom's phone call. I didn't mean to do that. You are not like Eli Manning. You are well. You are like Eli Manning, except for every year that he won. The 2 years he won the Super Bowl, you're like the Eli Manning every other year. All right, that was a little clunky, and I apologize. You are now knocked down to 10 units, Ryan. You have 0 units, but the good news is we have a credit system here. I don't know. I got to run your FICO score during the commercial break, but we have a question for you. How many units are you willing to risk?
I'll go with 10 to try to tie it up here.
Okay. 10. All right, here we go. Which of these mascots, this is a hockey question, is not connected to a current American League hockey team, not a American League hockey team mascot? The Ice Hogs, Roadrunners, Marlies, or Shamrocks? Which one of these is not an ALH mascot?
The Shamrocks.
You are correct. This is a man who knows his American League hockey. The Pittsburgh Shamrocks were part of the original International Hockey League in the 1930s. That included the Niagara Falls Cataracts and the Toronto Millionaires, which are actual real team names. Niagara Falls Cataracts. I guess I Googled this. Cataracts are also a term for a large waterfall. Learn something new every day. Here we're educating the masses on a gambling game show. All right, round one. Let me take a look at the scores. It is tied 10 units to 10 units. Now we're going to take a look at how the guys did with their picks last weekend. Rod, what was your lock, dog, and tease from this past weekend?
All right. Well, I went, my lock was 20 units and I threw that on Green Bay money line. Thank you very much. Happy there. And then my dog, I took Tampa Bay, ended up on the money line, and I won that one too. And then my tease, which again, my favorite part of the day, half right, half wrong. Cleveland teased it up to 16. They did me fine there, but what the hell, Baltimore? +8. And they couldn't even do that.
Yeah. That Lamar Jackson, pick six. That really was a soul crusher to the people who teased it. But again, I don't know what you're doing running a halfback pass that close to the goal line. And Rod, come on, Green Bay money line -315. This is a gambling game show. You got to let it ride, lay the points. And I did feel vindicated that your two team teaser didn't hit, but you obviously hit your lock and your dog. Love the Bucks money line as well. So I've given you 62 units. Added to your round one score, that'll bring you to 72 units. All right, Ryan, what about your lock, dog, and tease from last week?
I also went with the Packers for 20 units on my lock, but I went with the spread because I knew
beat
down the Rams a little bit. I went with Rod on my dog, 15 units on the Bucks. You know, Tom Brady got it done.
Yep.
It felt bad to bet on him, but he got it done. And then my teaser, the Ravens really, really got me there. But I did have the Chiefs down to -1. And so half right there.
Yes. You also made the mistake of putting the Ravens in a teaser. But again, you sacked up and did Green Bay laying the points. So I'll give you credit there. You have 74 units. Add that to the 10 you've won today for 84 total units. Still a little activity here to score some more units. It's time for defending your bad beat. I'll give 10 points to the person who has the best answer on why your picks went wrong. Rod, you're on the clock. What happened? Defend this two team tease. You have 15 seconds.
I think I gave Baltimore entirely too much credit, and I did not trust the process of Adam to, have his team absolutely crush the Ravens spirits and everything that they stand for. So I made the wrong call. I should have done something different, but I had faith that Baltimore could kind of squeeze it in, but whatever. I'm
wrong. All right, Rod, you were, we'll see. There were a couple points, I think, in there, a little bit all over the place. Ryan, you also had the two team tees, and please defend this bad beat.
And did anyone think the Ravens offense was going to go out there and do absolutely nothing? And I mean, it's just my fault for going against destiny and the Bills mafia this year. They're going to get it done.
All right, that'll do it. Well, you mentioned the Bills Mafia, and again, I love all kinds of mafia, especially ones that involve blue cheese and buffalo wings. So I'm giving it to you, Ryan. That'll jump you out to 94 units. Rod nipping at his heels though with 72 units. Now it's the moment we've all been leading up to. It's time to take all the units you've won today and for the picks this weekend. Are you ready, Ryan? You're in the lead. You have 94 units. What are you betting this weekend?
I'm going to throw 14 units on a risky one here. Patrick Mahomes to score. I have it at plus 300. Ooh. You can definitely see him if he plays. He can get in there. 80 left. Let's go with 20 on Travis Kelce to score as well. I think he'll get like a lot of action there.
Yep.
So hopefully KC doesn't let me down. Go 20 on the over in the Buccaneers Packers game over 51. I think there's going to be some points scored there.
Yes.
Was it, I have 20, 60 left or 40?
I think you have 20 left. Yes. 20 units left. What are you doing?
20. I'm going to go with Robert Tonyan to score for the Packers.
I love it. All player props. This is a true D-gen only at heart. He sprinkled the action all over the place. Rod, you're a little behind. Got to play catch up here for the weekend. 72 units. What are you going to do this weekend?
All right, well, let's do this. I'm going to throw 15 down on my lock, which is Green Bay. And look, I was going to go money line again, but listen, now that you've already shamed me into
I'll lay the points.
I'll lay the three. All right. So Green Bay and the points. My dog is going to be Green Bay under 24 in the first half.
Ooh,
I'm going to throw a bet down on that prop. I don't think they're going to get to 24 points in the first half. And then I'm going to tease. I'm going to do a two team, because we don't have two teams anymore.
Yeah.
I got to find something else.
Well, you could tease the two AFC NFC, but not a good tease opportunity here.
No, not here. So what we're going to do is we're going to tease the Bills first half spread to plus 9.
Oh.
And then we're going to tease the Tampa first half spread to 9.5.
All right. Little long teaser action. And so is that all your units?
Yeah. So again, a 15 on the lock. I'll throw, let's see, that leaves me, that's too much math. 20 on the dog, and then whatever's left on the tease.
All right. I like it. Whatever's left on the tease, pushing all in on a first half tease. It doesn't get more degen than that. All right. That'll do it for Let It Ride. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss an episode. Check out sportsgamblingpodcast.com for all our free picks and coverage. For Let It Ride, this is Sean Green reminding you to help control the betting public. Have your D-gen spayed or neutered.
You don't have a problem. No need to feel lonely. Everyone is family when it's D-gens only. Making picks to get you off the schneid. It's time to
enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.